We're here with our very first look at the Apple iPhone.
Yes!
Woo! It's here!
We waited a long time for this, so we're very excited to show it off. And I can tell you that all the stuff I've heard, this device is pretty, it's cool, it's slim. Well, that's all true. I can definitely say that it's one of the prettiest cell phones I've seen. It's got a great design, it's very slim, very attractive.
Did you like it?
Because I love those pain pills.
You remind me of Marilyn Manson.
Yeah? Thank you.
Obsessed with death.
What about me?
Into pills.
That's like a great...
Sexless.
That's a great, really funny way.
Zero privates.
I don't know if that's like an insult, but that's a funny thing to just say to somebody at like a party. You're like, you know, you remind me a lot of Marilyn Manson.
Because what could that mean to someone?
It can mean so many things.
I know.
Very vast. I love that.
So, hi, we are Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
Oh, hey! My free day over here.
On third base. Today, so we're gonna talk about a couple things today. A sub, which I'm about to introduce, but really quickly, I know we haven't been doing this recently, and I think we need to do it again. If you want to hit us up... Email us at hi@digireddit.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Right now, our Facebook is easily the most active of our social networks and everything kind of we do online. So, digireddit is the Facebook. You can hit us up there, hi@digireddit, or you can hit us up at each of our respective usernames at digireddit.com. And of course, it goes without saying, you can hit us up on Reddit. We've had a couple people do that recently. And it's always a delight.
It is
to see it.
All those karma points just flown in.
I don't think that's how karma points work, though.
Yeah, but it's so sweet when they happen.
Did you get anything from? What's your number right now?
Oh, I had a jump, exciting, which is why you might be hearing a little bit of arrogance in my voice.
Okay.
I've got 32 post karma and 45 comic karma.
Oh, so you're jumping the chain.
I'm almost into the hundreds.
What are you at right now, DB?
I've got 117 post karma and almost 9,000 comic karma.
Damn.
Nine thousand.
Holy smokes!
But I'm part of the 5-year club.
I don't know if I'm part of the 5-year club. I don't think.
What's your club ranking?
What's mine? Yeah. What do I have? I have...
You can click on the diagnostics of your membership.
Yeah, so I have... What's my trophy case?
Yeah.
2-year club, Reddit gifts rematcher, which cool. I think we all get to share that. It just was attributed to me because we all did that last year for Reddit gifts. Reddit gold, of course.
Cool.
And Reddit gifts elf.
Ooh. Oh,
that's chill. You're an elf now.
And I am an elf. And I have 984 post karma, and
that's really good.
That's pretty good. And 462 comment karma. And in my breakdown, here's my tip, my hot tip that I've told you guys before.
Just give us the tip.
I make a lot of post karma on HMMM. Those crazy images that you just find that you're just like.
Mm-hmm. I took your tip once and I
roast
used
me.
It and it no worked. Yeah.
It worked.
I went through my phone and I found some like weird pictures I had taken and I posted them and like wrote something silly and people were like, "Yeah, bro.
Cool,
yeah,
man."
That's how you do it.
God, that's
and
awesome.
Then roast me if you got a good zinger for some poor high schooler that's depressed and is trying to schadenfreude himself.
Roast me got popular. Like it hit, I think it was on the Today Show. Like it got trendy.
Roast me? Well, roasting is a popular concept.
But it definitely got cool on Reddit for a little while.
Yeah. I think my most popular post of all time, we're just fucking internet masturbating right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I had it's hard to describe the HMMs, but I ripped a kid about the Holocaust once, or not the Holocaust, about Pearl Harbor once on Roast.
Oh, nice.
But about how great the movie is?
Yeah.
Yes, it's underrated.
So. It's one of my favorites.
What's the actor's name of that who just has literally... Oh, I guess he was in Penny Dreadful, but he went through the ultimate cold streak after that movie.
Oh.
Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, really good-looking guy.
God, he just what has he been up to?
Yeah. He was in Penny Dreadful.
I tried to look like him once. You know, I tried to get facial reconstructive surgery because he's such a
hunk. You've
got
a similar face.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's a real hunk.
I can see.
I tried to get facial reconstruction surgery.
I tried to get a lotion that's called the Josh Hartnett face.
You need a soul patch and a mustache. You have, like, the makings of it. You just need to
His eyes are nice and more. Like kind of like Asian, I would say like Eastern European meets Lower Mongolian steppe.
He's definitely Mongolian.
Eastern European meets Lower Mongolian.
Handsome Mongolian dude.
I like it. All right, anyway, so
crushes.
So
remember when he didn't have sex for 40 days?
Oh yeah. That was so funny.
Somebody jumped him.
And then somebody raped him.
He raped him to end the movie, and it was like a comedic.
His ex-girlfriend raped him.
Holy shit, really?
And then he was like, but the big snafu was like, God damn it, I was trying not to jizz.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's funny because that's true. It's like that was literally the premise of the movie is his ex-girlfriend rapes him.
What?
To end his thing.
A lot more free.
And then it was just like, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wow.
That's really messed up.
It is pretty messed up.
I know. Girls can rape guys all the time, but guys can't do it to girls. It's such
even
a
on the
standard.
Wikipedia page, they use the term rape.
You can't even talk about surrogacy with women and they can rape you on Josh Hartnett movies.
Jesus, that's terrible.
I mean, to be fair to her, he's such a hunk that I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Victim blaming, bro.
It's not about looks, it's about power.
He was asking for it.
Nicole wanted to do it because she wanted to exert power over Matt.
Is that what it says in the movie?
No, it doesn't. That's my interpertation, but...
Matt Lauer was exerting power, too.
That's true.
When he locked girls in his office and then whipped his wing out.
Did he do that? Was that his thing, too?
Yeah.
What's with all these dudes? I don't understand that fetish. Am I missing something? Am I not sexually liberated enough that I don't just pull my wang out in front of women and just go like,
yeah, bro.
What do you think?
I've never understood this either.
It's so entitled. I'm going to whip it out and like, you're going to be so overcome with like emotion upon seeing my giant dick that you're going to run over here.
What would be
the girls love dicks.
Is that the end goal? Is that you pull your dick out and then the girl who's in the room goes, I'm into it. Let's finish the process.
Oh yeah. That's a guarantee.
Like she came in for a meeting, but then she sees that and she's like, oh, I see. Switching gears, huh? And she's totally cool with it.
I was about to stack these TPS reports, but I'm a little horned up.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
On the side
work.
Of your but I've very never, sexy vanny peen.
Even understood it. The concept of, because you would see this a lot on what was the name of that
Muppets.
Yeah, the Muppets. No, what's the name of that Chat Roulette?
Oh, right. Chat Roulette was awesome.
Chat Roulette was that strange. Parking. There was always a strange phenomenon where you would always go and it would just be a dude with his dick out, and you wouldn't even see his face. I'm just like,
he's just jerking it into the camera.
I don't understand the sexual, even the vaguest sexual appeal of that because it's like
I think they're into voyeurism, like being on the receiving end of a voyeur. Like I think that's the fetish. That's
so
my
being
guess.
The victim of
being. They love like they like the idea of being watched by a stranger. Like, have you guys seen the Netflix voyeur documentary?
Not yet. I've heard it's great though.
It's
like the new Tickled, right?
Yeah, but like he's into watching people. But I was like, I bet there are people who would be like pretty down.
Oh, there. Well,
that's
exhibitionism.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But there's the other component.
But the people that are doing it don't know that they're being watched.
No.
Well, not in the hotel, but on Chat Roulette.
Exhibitionists are voluntary. This guy was just creeping.
This was just creeping.
This is like classy peeping Tomming.
Yeah. Which is illegal.
Which is a great term. Which is like a
classy peeping Tom.
Which I kind of miss. Like it seems very quaint now.
Would that be like
peeping Tom?
Yeah.
Peeping
you know, like with
yeah,
all this
very,
new.
It's very like the milkman.
Yeah. Like
1950s.
Oh, you're just like playing ball and you're like in someone's backyard on accident. And you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
Nancy's got a robot.
Yeah. Danny's mom's changing her bra.
I'm just going to hang here in the bush for a while.
I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever
that was
do
the
that
best
kind of
you
stuff?
Could. Not on purpose.
Oh, I definitely did that on purpose a couple times.
I never.
I was like 10.
Yeah.
But when I lived next to a pool growing up.
Like a public pool?
Like, public, like you go there, whatever.
Like a beautiful public pool.
One time when I was like 10, I was like looking at the pool from across the street from my window, and it was like 10 in the morning or something, and this like 80-year-old lady was like changing out of her bathing suit.
Oh, into, nice.
And yeah, I saw her boobs. It was like, I think it was the first time I saw boobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
dude,
she was legit like silver haired, like old as fuck.
Were you? Did you feel things?
And I was like, oh, whoa, boobs.
Damn.
Like, oh no, it mattered. It like, I'm talking about it. Like, it I remember.
You. Yeah, it
I think it was like the first
impact.
Live boob I saw.
Shit.
That's a very
and I was like,
experience.
It was like an accidental peeping Tom.
That's amazing.
Of course, she took her top off in the pool. It's like, not, you know,
she knew exactly. What she
well,
was
she's
doing.
Dying next Tuesday. She doesn't care. No. She's like,
yeah, that's true.
She knew you were there. She knew you were there.
Oh, and then she started wagging them at me.
I mean, it is kind of it's a pretty alarming thing. Not in like a bad way, but like when you see just like open tits in the wild.
When you're a young boy,
I think in general,
it's shocking.
I mean, it's still like even if you're just like walking around and you're just, you know,
you're like,
going
oh,
on the beach and you see like you turn around, there's some chick topless. You're like, whoa, hey.
Yeah, like wait, like, I don't
even
usually see
even
that.
If you
start
you're
clapping
a chick, you
and
that.
Waving,
yeah.
And pointing to your wife. You're like,
exactly.
Look,
I agree. I actually have a cool peeping Tom. What's a peeping Tina story?
Oh,
I was
nice, dude.
In my old
peeping Tara Sue.
Tara Reed. So I was up on my roof at my old apartment complex, and it was like, I loved my old right. place. It was in Playa del Rey, and it overlooked, like if I looked down the roof, I could see the rich person apartment complex.
Right.
And I always would go up on the roof, smoke some weed, and just like look at that place and be like, wow.
Bring out your bifocals.
Yeah, like I'm like, yeah. My goal in life isn't to like have a home. I just want to be able to afford living in a like one
I would
of those
just
places.
Go up there, smoke some weed, grab my binoculars,
start
and
searching.
Look in people's windows.
No, but for real, I was
eat
looking
some
down.
Cheese, yeah. And just watch, you know, and just watch.
Stick my fingers in some cottage cheese and just like watch. So there was a couple just fooling around in the jacuzzi.
Nice. Whoa.
And so I just kept smoking and watching, and she was giving him underwater beach.
That seems
for a long time.
Seems bad for both parties.
At one part, I started to hold my breath just for fun, and I was like, I couldn't hold my breath, and she was still
wow.
underwater.
So she was an Olympic swimmer.
Yes.
Wow.
But I watched the entire thing.
Oh, from
like,
beginning to end.
Uh-huh.
You saw
like,
the finish.
Unabashedly. Like,
that's
I am,
so awesome.
That's disgusting of me, but I just
is
I
it though?
Full-blown did.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't,
at that
I feel
point,
like
you're in public, guys.
I know.
You're in public.
I just, I've definitely done that a couple times as an adult.
Like, I'm not going to walk
like,
away.
Like, I think there's a difference between searching for it. Like, I have a friend who was like,
who told buying me, a hotel and then like watching people through the vents.
Right. Like, I have a friend who told me, she has this horrifying story actually that she like noticed, she was taking a shower and noticed a camera like through the window. And like, that's fucked up because that's like, that's obviously very scary, but.
That's cool. I bet we can Google that.
You can probably find that exact video somewhere
and
online.
And get everybody's. The image you have in your head of the guy who does that is exactly right. accurate.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just like the guy from the New York City Symphony who looks
yes.
exactly like a child molester.
Oh, that guy. He's such a troll.
Yeah, God, he looks. He's perpetuating
like
the stereotype.
But
is,
there's a big difference between that and then just, you know, you're like minding your own business and then you look to your right and then like some people are just fucking. Like, you're not going to be like, oh
yeah.
my God.
Well,
oh,
they
I
need privacy.
Yeah, no one's going to. No one's gonna, you're doing that to yourself.
Exactly.
You just happen to be there.
Exactly.
Witnessing something in public, right?
It's like yeah. finding $20 in the ground. You're not going to not
no.
pick it up.
Totally.
If you have like a cottage doubles in your bag and you want to open it up and have a snack and watch, like there's.
Do you want to let your
you're
fingers
not doing anything wrong.
Dip into the cottage,
dip into the cottage cheese?
Cheese
where you, while you like lick out all the jelly? Like, that's fine. It's not
totally
weird.
Fine.
I don't think it's weird.
That's totally fine.
Totally
as,
cool.
As feral cats start gathering around you.
We're here.
So
yeah.
bring back peeping and Tommy is what we're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, basically.
Peep
like, don't peep into
Tara
people's
Reed.
Houses, but just keep yeah. an eye out. Peep and Tara.
I mean, that was one of,
peep
that was,
Tara.
My, I grew up in a neighborhood where it was like all dudes my age. It was the most fortuitous situation, but it was.
Slumberfest.
Wait, none of those guys were Slumberfest, actually. It was literally a group. It was just a normal. Like it wasn't suburban because we weren't in the suburbs, but it was like a normal neighborhood. And
nice.
Just for whatever reason, there were like eight of us who are all between who were 2 years apart, and we're all boys. So it was like the most. It was
that's
like a
so fun.
It was an amazing situation. We constantly
did you guys
were
have
playing
huge
sports.
Yards kind of thing.
Huge yards.
You guys
constantly playing sports.
You
together.
Guys were cutting yard all the time.
All the time.
That's
right.
So fun.
But there was this
nice.
This girl who moved in who was like 3 years older than me and my buddy Robbie. And she moved in up the street, and we were probably, you know,
changed
we were,
everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were like, you know, we were, I mean, she was probably in high school and we were junior high school. So it was that weird
time.
She was
like an adult.
Yeah, she was like
grown
an adult.
Ass woman.
She had like a 401k at that point.
Yes. And
she was investing in Bitcoin.
Yeah. But she was also like, the rumor was she was like a model, right?
Oh,
and she definitely
damn.
Looked like it, but.
Which means like somebody on the internet trolled her for, right. for tit pics.
Yeah. So I definitely remember, and I don't remember how and why we got there, but I remember Robbie and I literally sitting underneath a pine tree and just staring at her window being like, it's gonna happen.
She's gonna walk by totally naked. I know it.
But we were like 11 or something. So it was just like, at that point, you don't even really know.
No.
You're just.
This is going to be the internet's big downfall, is that kids won't be doing that anymore.
Yeah, they're going to start getting arrested. Well, little kids.
I mean, but that is. I mean, that's one of those. I know that there's the whole Donald Trump boys will be boys thing is a bad, you know.
Totally.
But there is still an element of both boys and girls that you're just like, let them be kids.
Yeah.
Let them learn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where
we're very puritanistic when it comes
totally.
To sex. And it's like, I remember being young as a girl and I was like, it was almost like we were playing a game and I was basically a porn director. I was like
amazing.
With the two neighbor kids, a boy and a girl. And I was like, you guys lay under the blanket like you're a mom and dad and like start kissing and I'm going to be filming it. And I was directing them. My mom walks out into the garage and she's like, what are you doing?
Mom, I'm directing porn. You're
yeah.
smoking cigarettes.
I'm like, can you take a step back? We're going to reshoot this.
We're filming
part.
Camel Toe.
Yeah.
Get out.
Get out. But she made
mom,
me call my
garage
dad.
Cunt 69. Get
she
out
got,
of here.
She got so mad at me. She made me call my dad and tell him what I did. And so like, obviously now I have a problem with intimacy.
I think
Mom. God.
But I think that there's an element though with that where I'm sure your mom, because you're gonna do this free day, you're gonna be like, you're gonna have to call your mom and you're gonna, but let me talk to her
like,
first and be like,
I'm doing
get
this.
A load of this shit. This is hilarious. I walked in and I watched.
You can't not say something because then it's okay.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So you have to like
parent.
Make it seem like it's not okay.
But it's
or else,
still funny.
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta do it
in a way that's like, let's talk about this. Clearly you're curious about sex. Let's
right.
have the birds and the bees talk.
A couple things about your mom. I mean, she really blew it.
Yeah.
Because
she did. I love you,
porn
Sue,
has gotten
but
so popular. And you could have been.
I could have been the next. No one knows porn director names. But I could have been the next one.
could have been the next one.
Martin.
Could still be.
Yeah.
Martin Scorcucci.
Here's the thing. I always thought I would be really, really good at fight choreography in movies. I love fight choreography. So like in Jackie Chan movies.
Oh man, I love the idea of you being a fight choreographer.
I could do that. And what is porn if not fight choreography? So
that's true, I guess.
It's a natural transition.
It's a
way.
Positive fight.
I'd be good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you be the same person you are today, or would you just be some like chain smoking kind of like Versace
yeah.
lady?
I'd be probably like the female version of the American Apparel dude.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or Terry Richardson.
You're so on the edge of a totally different life.
I know.
Yeah.
I was so
and
close
God,
to being cool.
If there's
you could
one
be
goal.
Such a successful porn director.
If there's one goal, this
your
pod
mom wouldn't have just fucked that up.
I
for
know.
You.
We
want to
push you over the edge.
Fucking mom.
Which brings us to our topic.
Yes.
I don't know how we're.
That
I mean,
was only
might,
5 years ago.
That was almost 20 minutes of rambling, but it's all right, though.
Your mom caught you in the garage last Thanksgiving.
We might be able to figure to pull back that. So. So really quickly,
with the neighborhood kids. Okay, yeah, then it is creepy.
Do you want to just get them reinvolved in the porn?
Yes,
you want to
I'll
be like,
reach out.
We started a brilliant plot back then. I want to finish it.
Do you guys remember the magic that I remember?
Yeah, let me ask my wife if I can participate in that.
I wonder if those kids are telling the story to their therapist.
This
neighbor
crazy
girl,
older
like,
girl
made
was
us do
like,
a porn.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my
That's
god,
amazing. Yeah, kids are cool.
So I think there is an interesting way to segue into this because we're talking about we're all in our early 30s now, I guess, all collectively in our
late 20s, early 30s.
But there, you know, 10 years ago. We were only in our late teens.
Teens, think of it.
And so
and five
today,
years ago.
And 5 years ago, we were still in our mid-20s.
Mid-20s.
But
not a lot has changed.
So today we're talking about an interesting sub that we found. That it's two subs. They're kind of part of the same camp of subs. And it's 10 years ago on Reddit and 5 years ago on Reddit. And these are interesting. So the first sub we ever talked about on this pod was Subreddit Simulator. That was run, is and was run entirely by robots. And we're not talking like, we're not talking the kind of robots you want to have sex with.
No.
Like in robosexuality.
We're talking about smart.
And when I say that, I mean Roombas.
Robots.
Yeah. We're talking about smart. We're talking about, it's all it is bots that are essentially auto-populating subs without any human involvement based on things that it's finding previously.
Yeah,
so,
like based on their codes.
Based on their codes,
algorithms.
Based on their algorithms.
Math.
So,
you know.
So, Boobs, do you want to talk? So, let's start. We're going to start with 5 years ago on Reddit, and then we're going to talk about 10, or we're probably going to talk about them in synchrony.
Yeah.
But do you want to just talk about, read the deets on 5 years ago
on Reddit? Let's do five. Yeah, so 5 years ago is a little more popular than 10 years ago. It has 3,700-ish readers. So what's on the sub? It's auto reposts of things from 5 years ago. Sometimes they're interesting, sometimes they're not. It's just auto-populated by bots. So specifically, N times a day, M posts from the same date 5 years ago, where N and M are numbers I haven't decided on yet. This is a bot talking. So that's
why
that
doesn't make
sense.
Is this actually a bot talking?
I'm pretty sure. So they don't do any not safe for work content, unfortunately. But that's pretty much all there is to it. It's literally got like a mathematical equation that the bots are programmed with to just like pull things in on the day of 5 years ago. So like if we look at the top from, say, like this past week, for instance, let's see what happened 5 years ago this week. And it's not even fun stuff sometimes. It's just, here's a post of someone, like, a mildly interesting post where it's like something's 11 meters away and then 1 meter away it says it's 10 meters away and it's an unnecessary sign. So, like, you'll get dumb shit, but then every now and then you'll get some real cool stuff.
Right.
I like this this sub. It's a good window into where we've come from.
Yeah. Cause,
and it's a good, like barometer of society a little bit. Like, how are we doing? Are we getting better? Are we getting worse?
Right.
And what's interesting about this one is I think a lot of subs you can go on and just instantly have like a fun time and kind of get what they're going for. With this one, I think you really need to like spend some time looking through stuff to really feel like how much things have changed. So
it's
like
looking at old like magazine advertisements where you're like,
yeah,
look at that lady. She's smoking
totally
in the car with all of her
like
kids.
Five years ago, you see like after a while, you start seeing the same memes from 5 years ago. Like 5 years ago from like right now, Pirates of the Caribbean, like Jack Sparrow memes were a thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
We haven't seen that in years, but it's like people would post pictures of like,
that's
the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and make it like...
Well, it's so this is what's interesting about the 10 years ago on Reddit one too is because it... So 5 years ago on Reddit, you kind of see it and you're a little nostalgic because you're like, I remember that. That was funny. Whatever. 10 years ago, it almost feels like you're in the cycle again. So you start seeing these things. You go, holy shit, that was 10 years ago. That seems like it happened today.
Yeah.
And that's a strange phenomenon because some of it's very political. Like you're seeing, like I've seen some things like, so this is interesting. So this is 10 years ago on Reddit. This is top of the past week on Reddit. Al Franken on 18-year-olds.
Oh, shit.
They were 11 when Bush became president. Some don't remember that a president can be articulate. They don't remember that the federal government worked. And that was 10 years ago on Reddit.
10 years ago.
And not only is it from Al Franken, who's perpetually in the news right now for sexual harassment allegations, but that's talking about Bush as a president using the exact same rhetoric that we're using to talk about Trump.
Isn't that nuts?
It's so strange, dude.
There's one post on 10 years ago where it's like, it says, is America ready for a president with a trophy wife? It's like, how crazy is this? It's just,
I know.
Things like nothing changes and everything changes. It's bizarre.
So, I guess we're gonna have to look into the future. If we're this shocked now about where we've come from, where will we be in 10 years?
Right.
So, I guess flying cod pieces.
Everyone's
been waiting for flying transportation since the 70s.
I just think it's too... I don't think it's going to happen, dude.
Well, we can't pull it off.
Do you know anybody who has a pilot's license?
I do actually have one friend who's a pilot.
You
to shit on your
pilot. No, I have one friend, too.
Yeah, I actually do, bro.
But of all those people, we each have one friend who has a pilot license.
Two friends.
Okay, god damn it.
Good for you. You have cool friends.
Yeah, well.
Okay, you have pilot friends. All right,
I went to, I grew up in Hot Shots. I don't know if you know. Okay. It's an aviator camp for babies.
That's pretty sweet. Are you enrolling Cheech in that?
Yeah.
He's probably already fine.
For babies?
Yeah, my son only wears a jumpsuit bed.
So here's another interesting one on, this is 5 years ago on Reddit, and this is actually referencing, this is how I found 10 years ago on Reddit. It's on for the past year, and each of these subs, by the way, are only a year old, so this is kind of a relatively recent experiment that I think is probably going to continue to catch on because it's just an interesting concept.
Yeah.
But this is 9 down in the top year, and it said, 10 years ago on Reddit has reached the iPhone era, in case you're interested.
That's wild.
So that's interesting, because that's the other fascinating thing about this is I think when you do these nostalgic, sometimes when you're looking at things nostalgically, you can pick and choose what you're trying to relive a little bit. But what's fascinating about these two subs is they're truly time machines.
Yeah.
Like, they are moving at the same rate that we're moving today. So you're seeing things happen in real time, like, for instance, the iPhone coming about. Like, we're going to get to a point where, like, when you think about these old past, like, these past tragedies that have happened or these, like, crazy moments, they're going to happen in real time on the days that you would assume they're going to happen.
Yeah.
And you might even see interesting lead up to it. And you're probably going to learn a little bit about how we reacted and whether or not we've actually been able to change, which
iPhone's we didn't, so. 10 years old. It started in June 2007.
Yeah.
That's so, just bizarre. And it's cool.
Do you even remember not having one?
Not having an iPhone?
I don't remember the behaviors of not having an iPhone, but I remember not having.
Do you remember not having T9? Something you looked at all day?
Yeah.
Not really?
You just sat around. What'd you
do? I didn't have a phone in high school, so I was like.
I bet people swept a lot.
Yeah.
Not slept, but swept.
Well, you know what?
Like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to sweep.
Graphing calculators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, graphing calculators.
TI-83.
In the age where I literally sent paper notes to friends in high school.
Would you drop them off at their houses?
We would pass in the hallway and I'd hand it to them and I would draw mean pictures of everyone in my class.
The original text message.
Yeah.
It was original. Like, those bullying before cyberbullying.
Yeah.
I was real bullying.
Exactly.
Back when I was a kid, we just regular bullied people. It wasn't all this cyberbullying bullshit.
You had to do it to someone's face.
Regular bullied, okay.
Hey, Neil.
I love this though because it's the shit older in your pants, Reddit Neil? Gets, the more of this will pop up. You know, eventually there's going to be a 20 years ago.
What's cool about, like, even the cusp that we're on, like, we're still on the early side of all of this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years ago, none of the internet,
right.
I mean, the internet existed, but it's really only just taking form.
Totally.
So when we're old and dying, fucking shitting out of our ears, our kids are going to be like, what was it like without
iPhone? And you're like, you should go to the sub.
Right, like, we used to sweep. That's what it was like.
We used to sweep.
It wasn't that
cool.
We used
to bully in real life and sweep.
Yeah, that's all you missed. Yeah.
So here's another really interesting one. This is from 10 years ago on Reddit. It just submitted 2 months ago. And this is, the post is, why net neutrality is important.
Ooh.
And again, like, this is why, this is so fascinating. Because for some reason, the 10-year cycle is kind of the replication cycle, right? So, and this is why net neutrality is important, and it's the same thing, kind of the similar meme that we've seen where it says basic internet service, advanced internet service, like ultimate internet service, and the basic one is AOL, go.com, MSN, NBCI, ABC Internet Video, Walt Disney Internet Group, and eBay, right?
I love the idea of calling your online company Internet Group.
I know, it's so absurd. And then, like, the middle tier is Google, Wikipedia, and Yahoo. And then the third tier is MySpace, YouTube. And I think this is Blogger.
That's maybe? Crazy.
Blogger was a big
old It was the platform for a while.
A platform for.
But 10 years ago, Facebook was a thing. It just was not popular enough to even be on here.
Yeah. It was still the underground.
Yeah, it was still like for kids who got into college and like specifically your college group.
Totally.
That's so wild.
I know. But that's, you know, again, I mean, we're in this fucking cycle now,
yeah.
right? And here's another fascinating thing about the 10 years ago on Reddit. So,
MySpace is doing good right now.
I know. Well, So we're seeing a lot of the posts, a lot of the picture posts specifically, the ones I'm looking at, are all, the hosting platform is down, because the hosting platform they used back here was PhotoBucket.
So you can't
even look at the images because PhotoBucket doesn't even exist anymore.
Wow.
So it's like, it's fucking crazy.
Oh,
man.
I just found a really interesting one. So speaking of iPhones, there's a post from 10 years ago, a real geek's take on the iPhone, hands-on review.
Amazing.
So it's, the iPhone is great for everyone else. Stephen Colbert may not be able to get his hand on an iPhone, but yours truly can. So it was like, exceptional that he even got his hands on an iPhone to review it.
That's amazing.
So, like, looking through it, it's like my so-called wireless life. It's just crazy. It makes me feel like the touch screen is impressive. I love touch screens, by the way. I've never used the stylus on my last several phones.
Phones have styluses.
That's insane. Typing on the iPhone compared to a Trio, don't even know what that is, or any keyboard device like a Sidekick,
right,
is clumsy at best. iPhone is clumsy at best. That they did not take into account how quickly our thumbs would evolve. Our thumbs move in ways that they didn't 10 years ago.
I think I have carpal tunnel from typing.
From one-handed, we can type one-handed.
The phone itself is just this insane evolution in time. And it is not only has it changed our behaviors, but when you talk about the TI, the calculators and stuff, it has made whole industries of things completely collapse overnight.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. It's so wild. Right? And you know, there's another post in here. I don't remember where it was, but I saw one and it was do you think the iPhone will ever be able to overtake this thing? And it was like the BlackBerry. And
people were like, no fucking way,
are you kidding me?
Remember the BlackBerry?
The BlackBerry was the fucking shit. It wasn't even cool, and this is usually a sign that things are fucked up, is it wasn't even that cool. It was just so efficient that you could not find a business person without it.
Yeah, you're right.
There are still business people that carry them.
Yeah.
It still works.
Yeah, it's but it's like... But
some circles.
It's just nuts that it's such an important device that it is completely bankrupted at seemingly... impossible to bankrupt company, right? I mean, it's the same thing you see with Kodak, right? When Kodak kind of went under, people were just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is a good one. This guy, J-A-W-E-D, Jod, uploads first video on a site called, in quotes, YouTube.
Oh my God.
This was 2 years ago, 10 years ago. So this would have been 2005, in April 23rd, 2005. And it's him at a zoo talking about the elephants.
Oh, my God.
It's like the perfect YouTube video. He's like, hey, check out these elephants.
Oh, my God.
They're pretty sweet.
All right. Cool. I'm going to post this to the YouTube now.
Who would have known? You know what I was thinking about? Like, all this stuff is predicated on how much we want to be seen by people, like we as individuals.
Yeah.
Like it's so ego sort of driven where everyone is like, oh, I want to tweet. I want you to know how I'm feeling or what I think. And I want you to watch my experience at the zoo. And it's like, man, did you ever think people were this self-centered?
Right.
Because they really are. I mean, this podcast alone, look at us. Hey,
listen to my Peeping Tom story.
Exactly.
All this stuff's kind of like reliant on the fact that we care that people listen to us.
Yeah.
Well, there's just something. I mean, that's an interesting question about some of these innovations and But like, how do it's easy to think that the iPhone or like YouTube or basic internet behavior has turned us into narcissists, but I think the reality is probably it's a little bit of the opposite, where we already are a narcissistic culture and society and people.
It tapped into
their behavior and then gave us a platform to be more of the worst that we are.
Yeah,
the Egyptians were narcissistic, but not everybody could build a sphinx that looked like them. You needed an army of slaves, so.
Right.
Like they were doing it then.
Yeah.
Cave paintings of themselves.
Right.
Hey, I'm just walking us through memory history lane.
Yeah. That is so wild. Here's an article from 10 years ago.
Statues. What the fuck?
This is A, interesting because they say retard openly, which 10 years ago,
we can't say that
this
anymore.
Culture, like, I'm not against the culture of being politically correct. I think if you say things that hurt someone's feelings,
peace,
it's
retard,
nice to
by
know.
The way. Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's, rivers and peace are retard.
I mean,
that's a sad loss.
But
that was a popular.
That was.
And it wasn't even a put down as much as people would say it in any situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and like some people will say, like, oh, it's so weird how politically correct we've gotten. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting how we've come a long way to the point where we're like recognizing that language and like words can, you know, hurt people in a way.
Right.
So that's cool. But the point
of
this article.
Sticks and stones break my bones, but words never hurt me. I mean, that's how.
Yeah. Or like.
Everyone's
what you,
fucking hurt, dude. Nobody listened to the goddamn rules.
What you call me bounce. I'm like. Oh. Rubber and you're like glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. But anyway, this is an article that says Chris Rock thinks George W. Bush is a retard. In the latest issue of Life magazine featuring Chris on the cover, Rock asked, "Is this country ready for an African American?" Or Rock is asked, "Is this country ready for an African American president?" And Chris Rock says, "It's ready for a retarded president. Why wouldn't it be ready for an African American
wow.
president?" So
I mean,
that's
wait,
interesting
that,
on a few
that's
levels.
Hilarious.
I mean, not only that's A, funny, B, it puts African Americans and retarded people on a same plane, which like
yeah.
if somebody said that today, they would be the most racist piece of
oh, yeah.
shit.
I feel like the only way he got
so
away with saying that is
here's the question.
Chris Rock.
And it was 10 years ago.
And it was 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Here's the question. Have we fucked ourselves by not allowing kick-ass comments like that?
I mean, comedy gold, man.
Everyone's like, God, you being so sense? You know, like,
men
like,
are extremely dumb and cool.
Dude, that's hilarious. I kind of miss awesome jokes
that.
Chris Rock, funny guy. And, by the way, he's a fucking comedian. He's supposed to be saying
yeah,
cool shit
you know
like
what?
That.
That makes me think of
now
I feel
every
like
comedian's
the
gonna be like PC,
yeah.
PC PC PC
don't
you're
you
like,
think
God
the turning
it.
Point was when Kramer like stand up Kramer
it
said
yeah,
the
yeah,
N-word
said the
that
N-word
was,
and
that was
shit.
What about 10
yeah.
years ago
yeah,
probably
right I'm gonna look up when that was because I feel like that was almost the beginning of
the
you have to be everyone has to be PC to a
well,
certain degree
I think in 10 years we're gonna look back at this time and be like what were we thinking honestly
I mean,
I don't think we're
I think you know, but we are in this. I mean, there's a flip side of this, which is also really interesting. And we're in an interesting time where you're seeing all these bizarre allegations and all this stuff come out from this time period.
Yeah.
So this is the time period where Chris Rock will call the president retarded when he's talking about as it pertains to electing a black president.
Yeah.
This is also the same time when you're going to have like Al Franken. Putting his hands over a reporter's tits to make it look like he's grabbing them as a fucking joke, right? And then he just got ousted from the Senate. Like Al Franken is no longer a senator because of that moment.
I know.
So
is it good or bad that he's gone for
it's
the for,
terrible,
for
dude.
The Democrats?
I think it's
bad for the Democrats.
Terrible.
Yeah. So what happened? The Democrats are eating their own fucking.
They're
tail.
They're eating their own tail. They're in their own self-righteous. I mean, Roy Moore. Is literally
so stupid.
A fucking pedophile. Like it is. There is anecdotal evidence that this dude is a pedophile.
Yeah.
And Republicans are like, "Hey, we need his vote, so bring him in." I don't
yeah.
care, right. And Al Franken is a comedian. He was literally that is as if Arnold Schwarzenegger gets ousted. For fucking doing steroids once when he was 22. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, you were a fucking weightlifter.
Yeah.
That's right. What you do. That was the whole premise of your thing.
I wish he said what you just said. And he was like, guys, shut the fuck up. I was a comedian. I was doing a lot of blow. I was drinking.
Totally.
That's the life.
Yeah.
And guess what? I grabbed tits. Now.
Yeah. I'm a senator. So
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's okay, but guess what? People change.
Yeah. That I can see. Like, all yeah, I think stepping down. Like at first, I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, yeah, you should step down. But then when you think about it, it's like, no, you're an elected official.
Right.
If your constituents don't want you because this happened, then they won't vote for you next
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
I think
so, like,
he stepped down on purpose to prove a point that you're fucking retarded.
I mean, he might have done that, but he also I want to temper these statements. And not to back out of the controversial nature of this, but it is true. Like there is always this gray area, And I don't want to be too judgmental about either side because there's stuff that we just will never know that I probably people are also keeping under wraps because of his reputation. There are other people that people collectively loved a lot who have been ousted for way worse shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So as far as we know, like, Al Franken pulled his dick out in front of, like, a staffer and was just like, look at this. She's like, I love you. No. I'm sorry, you got to go. Right?
It's not like you got a blowy in the Oval,
right? It's true. so we don't know what happened, but from everything we've heard, I just look at this from the Democratic side. I just go, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
Like you have to come up with a more intelligent response to these kind of things stop cowering. Because
you're not
going to
win on morality. You're not going to win.
You're never going to win on that shit.
Yeah. So like to literally
especially
take out
subjective morality.
And he was a dick for doing that. You're right. It was years ago, and he's one of the hardest working senators we have in the Democratic Party. And
he was potentially a presidential nomination.
Yeah. And his career is completely ruined. And it's like I don't think
so
people
insane.
Should go unpunished for bad things they do, but like that's not how it should work in politics. He didn't break the law. If he did, it's like nobody's prosecuting him here. And if like
stupid
leave
people.
It up to the voters is basically what I want
to
say.
And to get back to what we were talking about with the 10-year thing, it's
someone
like,
has to admit to the fact that they fuck up with that guy.
But yeah. But because of the nature of this sub is really enlightening.
It is.
It
we can look at where we've come.
Well, we can look at where we've come, but we can also see like the strange, behaviors.
We're not
that
doing
I think,
well, guys.
No,
I mean,
I don't think it's going in a good. Everyone's like progress. I'm like, I don't
it's
know.
It's not.
Dude.
I don't think it's progress either.
We're fucking addicted to phones. Like, I'm sure suicide rates are up. I mean, Dog Boobs is about to do it right now.
Oh yeah, I'm like inches.
But I think
one spider and I'm.
But I mean, people are like. It's a bad climate we're living in.
I don't think. I mean, it's hard to prognosticate based on the technology itself because I think there is a lot. I think part of what's going on right now is we're so exposed to so much information and so many dissenting opinions and dissenting sources of knowledge that I think we've talked about this before, I think, on this pod, but we're not taking the time we need to critically think about the issues at hand. We're being very reactionary and we're still playing by numbers, right?
Yeah.
So something like the Al Franken's really fascinating because you look at it with a very, I think this, especially his fellow senators, look at it with a very binary perspective where they just go, we can't let this happen, so we think you have to go, right? And that statement is really frustrating because it's not a matter of we can't let this happen, so the only option is we have to let you go. It's like we can't let this happen, so let's look at the options, which include letting you go, but let's look at some of the other options that make sure we're going to rectify the situation for the future.
Exactly.
And no, they didn't do that. All they did was say, well, it's the best thing to do because he did this, so he needs to go. It'd be like, yeah, it's an option, right? But right now, the only thing you're doing is looking at that. And I don't want to, this isn't about competing with Republicans. This is about trying to create a new pattern that allows for dialogue in the face of things like this and stop putting people like Al Franken. And for all I know, again, like I don't know all of the allegations, but from everything I've seen, it's like putting people like him in the same camp as fucking Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein is incorrect. And it's super, super damaging to the way we're going to perceive all these things in the future.
This is the unintended consequence of if everybody, you know, can claim they were harassed, me too, you're going to get a lot of people like Al Franken. There's a scale to it, right?
It's not
all black and white.
You can't paint everyone with the same brush.
But guess
on
what?
Right.
It's being painted that
way. Well, there's
way.
Also there's opportunity to exploit. I mean,
so
look,
you're gonna get rid of some Weinsteins, but you're also going to get rid of a bunch of guys who like said, like, remember Humongous?
Totally, exactly. Like the Humongous thing, like that guy could, like in theory, in the current climate,
he's fine now, but...
But he could have gotten fucking... He could have gotten fired from whatever his thing is for that comment, right?
Gas station, but...
Right. But if that wasn't caught on tape, and there wasn't plenty of people around, like, that person, that Zarna person, who is by all means a despicable, terrible person, right? Yeah. She could have easily said...
What are you
that
calling
guy,
her a psychopath because she's a woman and she speaks her mind?
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man?
She could have said that to him. She could have come out and said, this guy sexually harassed me. And he goes, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then in the current situation, it's like, it doesn't fucking matter what he says. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Every man is a molester. Right. I actually won't talk to women anymore.
Nor should you.
No, I actually do think.
I mean, look at what we have Hoda and Zach. We're watching Hoda and Kathy Leon right now, and it just happens to be on the TV in the background, and Zac Efron is on the TV, and I think Hoda is just dragging him around with his hand and holding him and
spanking his ass.
It's fucking crazy, man.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Japanese birth rates and the story over there.
It's
like
crazy.
Birth rates are going down, and people are just like, I don't want to date. I got like a robot to plunk.
Right.
And
I love that, man.
I think, I actually think we're kind of next in that world where it's like, look, talking to women for a man is going to become so problematic potentially that I don't want to risk doing it when I could just stay home and like fuck my Zumba.
Yeah.
Zumba is the workout.
Was that the iPod equivalent? Wasn't that what that was called? Zoom. We're combining Zoom and Roomba.
And Zoom. Wait, Zumba? Is Zumba a thing?
Zumba, I think Zumba is a workout.
Yeah, it's a workout thing.
I think Billy Blank started Zumba.
Yeah.
God, that's awesome. You can buy Zumba pants.
So I'm just saying, ladies, if watch out, dog boobs, what you're doing, because guys are just going to start fucking their vacuums.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nicer in a way.
I don't want that to happen.
There's some necessary sensitivities here because there are also, like, we had a conversation. I don't remember if we were recording at this point, but there is, like, there's a whole sect of guys who are just like, I'm going to masturbate. You're not going to see my face and it's going to be awesome. And you're just like, guys, stop doing weird shit like that. Like, that's inappropriate and unnecessary. It's just going to help everybody else if you stop pulling your dick out in public and pulling women into rooms and pulling your dick out. Nobody needs that. That never needs to exist.
Never.
That is not an appropriate calling call, right?
Never.
However,
of course, monkeys do it, right?
Do they do that?
Yeah. So it's like,
it's almost like a primitive.
I do think I watch a lot of Nat Geo.
Nice.
And I love them chimp shows.
Okay.
And I'm watching going like, God, these guys, the male monkeys just sit around with their nuts out and they're like flaunting them at the chicks. And I'm like, interesting. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Parallels.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if there's like a deep connection to that.
I
know we're like intellectual beings now, but we're also still lizards, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's
the fact that dick pics are a thing is kind of proof.
It's pretty crazy.
If chimps had iPhones, they'd be sending dick pics.
Yeah. It's honestly like, I feel like dick pics are just a way for guys like on a very like primitive level to basically show their like virility by like, this is how big my dick is.
But do you know why?
Yeah, but I think it's lizard brain. I think
why? Because
the bigger dick.
No, what's the point?
Is the cooler dick
being alive?
Oh, having babies. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So like we're a cell, and we're constantly being tricked into recreating ourselves by biology.
These urges.
So the fact that guys like want to get laid, everyone's like, that's terrible. You're like,
no.
Sorry, for
it's actually normal.
It's normal. Now there's like a right and a wrong way to go about it. And the other thing is like a lot of these guys just have like shit game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. Just fucking do it the right way.
Yeah, take somebody out for a goddamn date, dude. Like,
yeah, but I guess when you're that busy, you just start jerking off in
that
the plant.
I don't understand, man.
They got shit game.
No, but you're right. It's like it is on an evolutionary level, the male of the species is always looking to try to like spread his seed everywhere, and the female of the species is always trying to find the strongest or like best genes to like get impregnated.
That's
why
Donald Trump's the man.
Yeah, totally.
I mean,
like,
somebody.
It's just like at some point, it's just that's natural. But I mean, animals also throw their shit around. We aren't animals.
Like we're not animals
in that way.
I mean, some girl.
Yeah, we are. All we do is sit around and throw our shit at each other publicly on television.
You're
right.
That's
not true, actually.
You can't have it both ways. We're not that evolved. We're fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Look at who our presidential candidates are.
That's true.
We're so stupid.
We have the power of our voice, which means we don't need actual shit.
All we do is we believe in our feelings. We're so dumb, and we think we're right.
Well, that's funny.
And everyone's like, look, here are the facts. You're like, nope, I feel this way. You're like, all right,
Well, it's funny because when we talk about as it pertains to, again, this sub and this 10-year thing,
dumb,
it's like,
dude, embrace the dumb.
We have the iPhone, and we've, you know, it's kind of that point where these technologies are not about changing us. They're about highlighting some of the innate behaviors we already have and giving us a new way of doing them. So, like, internet trolling is the equivalent of throwing your shit on people physically.
Yeah.
If we're looking at our monkey brains, for us to be like,
do you know why a chimpanzee throws their shit at somebody at the zoo?
Is that
so the person gets to get their attention, right? Yeah. It's like, hey, look at me.
Is that true?
Hey, check me out.
Why else would you throw shit at somebody?
Is it defense, I guess?
It's be like, hey, look at me, and then I'm be like, I'll fuck you up.
But why would you do that? I mean, if you're, I mean, we're talking about evolutionary biology, which none of us are.
This is interesting.
None of us are capable of doing. Ooh, so did you just find it?
Yeah, zoologists claim that for monkeys throwing species, it's a defense mechanism. So they'll do it when they feel threatened or angry, which is exactly why we throw.
Yeah.
Our shit, like,
hey, look, this is my zone. Yeah. Back the fuck off.
Well, like, you're going to start with ad hominem attacks and like throwing shit that way when you feel threatened.
So we're not like any different than monkeys.
Well, because
we're still monkeys.
We're monkeys.
We're not any different than monkeys in a behavioral sense, but we have developed new tools, some of its technology and some of its language, to essentially do the exact same thing, which is throw shit when we're feeling defensive, right?
Yeah.
So everybody has different ways of doing it, but that's why, you know, that's the genius of Ken M, right? Like, all he does is he puts himself in a situation to get people to throw their shit at him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
And that's exactly what he's doing. Like, he puts himself in a situation, because that's what's crazy about Ken M, is like, he says these relatively innocuous things that and they're always fucking stupid, dude. They're always so ridiculous. It's like it's like walking up, we're using the monkey analogy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like walking up with like a dildo sword, right? And then the monkey being like, instead of the monkey saying that's a dildo, the monkey says that's a sword, and then throws the shit, right? So Ken M goes in with this fucking dildo sword, and the people on the other end go, hey, fuck you, Ken M, you fucking idiot. And then he just like slaps him in the face with a dildo, and they go, oh, I see
what's going on.
You were never a threat to me in the first place, right? And I think that's a big thing.
Because and most people are, the majority of people will always take that bait, right?
Right.
Because we're that dumb. And if you just look around and you look at people who watch, I mean, look at any politician and you're going like, how many times does a politician have to like lie to your face?
Right.
But you keep buying it, and you're going like, what? Where's the disconnect here between you, who claims to be intelligent, and then you being dumb 1 second later?
Right.
And you're going like, we're such like emotional creatures. We like fall into these traps, and guys like Ken M like have mastered how to prey on it. And so does like Pepsi and Coca-Cola and all of their companies. Of and that's the whole crux.
Well, the business. Emotional manipulation is powerful. And I think that's.
But the fact that we keep falling for I'm like, huh.
But that's an interesting.
We're dumb.
I don't know if it's dumb though, because I think that part of what makes it difficult for us is I think that once your behavior goes from falling for emotional traps to automatically discarding anything emotional that seems like it could be a trap, you become cynical, and that's a very bad place to be too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think that's what happens. I think that.
But I will. But I think you just have to be savvy about who's telling you what.
Well,
when an advertisement is clearly selling a product, of course, cynical.
But that's
kind of like how a politician approaches.
And that's what's so interesting about.
But when it's a person on the street that's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, nice guy. Not cynical about you because there's nothing in it for them.
Yeah.
Well, there's always, everybody's got something in it for somebody, right? Like being nice and civil to people is, you have it in for yourself in like a less, it's not in a devious way, but it's like the thing about psychopaths, right? Because psychopaths' whole thing is like, there are psychopaths who are really nice to people, but it's not because they genuinely feel the idea. They genuinely feel the desire to be nice to people. They do that because they know that's the behavior they have to manifest.
They're trying to eat some guts
in order to not to like survive in society
and to like ingratiate yourself to someone. So that
we all know how many psychopaths are out there.
Yeah, fucking ton.
You got
them,
one
right?
Sitting right at the table.
You got three right here.
Three.
I would love
and then
to fast
one
forward.
In Idaho or wherever Hershey's from.
Where do you guys think we're going to be in 10 years from now?
Oof.
I think dog boobs will be murdering cats.
Oh, yeah. Dead.
I think you're going to be directing porn like your dream.
You would never hurt an animal.
No,
except for humans. White humans.
I would hurt humans more than I'd hurt it. I could see myself turning into like an Avenger of like kids who kill cats in the neighborhood. And I'd kill those kids.
Star in the Avengers, dude?
Yeah. Okay. I could be the new
announcement. Dog boobs is getting into acting.
No, you know what? Porn director. That is what I'm going to do. Yeah. 10 years from now, that's what I'll be doing. You'll hear about it.
Has there ever been like a cat porn? The cats on cats? I mean, because I feel like you're good with animals.
I bet. Oh, you know what? Of course there has. You can't think of anything that there hasn't been a porn of.
That's Rule 50. What is it?
Right?
Rule something. 40, 30, rule 34, I think.
34?
Oh, I bet that would be a fun.
Rule 34 is if it exists, there's a porn for it. I think.
States that pornography or sexually related material exists for any conceivable subject.
Yeah.
And it does. It does.
Which
think
is amazing.
Is there Roomba on Roomba sex?
If there isn't, we could start a whole Roomba. Cottage kind of porn, the bizarre porn.
I think we're all looking
with
for
no people.
A little bit of that walking around money, a little bit of that
wham, a little bit of that passive income. Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah, it's interesting, man. This is an interesting topic. It's funny what happens when you reflect on a sub like this,
mm-hmm.
or a pair of subs like this. That it's all it is, because this is kind of what I think the genius of bots really is. And this introduces so many complicated topics, right? But
there's so
bots.
Much,
bots are nice because they're so optimized that they don't give us room for subjectivity. So we have no choice but to see it for what it is. So looking at this is like, it's really easy. Like if this was a bot, if this was a sub built on people and people were moderating, it would be a completely different tone because people would be selecting things and curating things that they thought were interesting, right? So you'd be seeing the hottest memes from 2005 or from 5 years ago and the hottest, you know, the strange issues and the strange things that made the internet interesting. But what we're seeing instead is we're seeing the mundane, which is a much more interesting magnifying glass, I guess, into how we are as people and what we've become and where we were. Mm-hmm. Right?
There's four videos that are on this 10 years ago, and it's 10 years ago, maybe plus 1 year.
Right.
So don't yell at us. Let me just name these off because they're all like epic.
Right.
Mitch Hedberg dies. You're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, that was about 10. No,
this was 12 years ago. It was 2005. And then dramatic chipmunk meme first uploaded. That was 2010.
Yeah. So that was the one where he turns around.
Yeah. And then Chocolate Rain.
Oh, Tazon Day.
Those three right there are huge, right? Yeah. And then Funny or Die releases the Landlord video with Will Ferrell.
Oh, another
huge.
Epic, yeah.
God, man. So that was
crazy.
Like, there was such like a so sweet funny. Spot in there for all these things. I don't know, maybe, and Charlie Bit My Finger was another one. Right. Jeez.
But those. That's funny because we think about the way...
Was that like the glory days for people our age?
No, I wouldn't say it's a glory days, but it was the foundation of a certain point, a certain kind of alt comedy that I think has set the stage for strange shit, like all the like deep fried memes and all the things that are really pushing the edges of what internet humor is now. Because you think about something like Tazon Day... And like Chocolate Rain was like a really simple, it was like a sincere guy who had this anomalous voice, right? And he just was singing a song that he made. And there's just something about it where it was just a perfect.
I'd like to hear it, man. Damn.
You, I mean, it's. And by the way, you've heard it before, right?
Good job pulling his name out.
Tazon Day. Yeah, well, I saw him wandering around the building I've been working at lately, actually. Like out of nowhere. I was like just wandering the hallway and I look over and I was like, Chocolate Rain guy. Oh, what? What are you doing?
He
here?
Should develop a soap or something.
Well, he's like a voiceover guy now, I think. Good. For good reason. I mean, that's like his.
I'm glad he found some success with that.
But yeah, I mean, so it's interesting because you think about like Landlord as
if you had a choice between a Hershey's chocolate bar and a Chocolate Rain with his face on it, chocolate bar that was about the same price, what would you buy?
I mean, obviously.
His face.
Yeah.
100%.
1,000%. So why is that guy not selling chocolate bars?
Why is he not the next
Hershey? Big chocolate, dude. It's a hard industry to get into.
They're full of gangsters, dude.
Yeah, full of gangsters. So here's another really fascinating one that I... Oh, man, this... Man, 10 years ago... 10 years ago is really the cycle. 5 years ago is nostalgic.
YouTube
is the cycle,
was released at YouTube started 2005, Facebook 2004. So like we're just over 10 years in that. So those next 3 years was when it started, right? So we're now at the 10-year event.
So listen to this interesting one. So 2007, I guess this would have been January 2007, looking at the top of all time. It's a Hillary Clinton makes it official, in it to win it. And this is when she announced for 2004 when she was going to run.
That's so crazy. Oh,
she ran in
2008, rather. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And Obama and bumped her.
Oh man,
she's such a pathetic.
It's
asshole.
It's such a bummer because
she's such a psychopath.
It's sad because Hillary. I think in the context of the current administration, you're just like, obviously, I wish that was a person, but like, holy shit, her desperation. And her, like, when you even see this now, like, looking at this story, you go, in it to win it in 2008. You're just like, oh, man.
I don't
like,
feel bad for her.
I have a different perspective on it. I don't think she's, like, the best candidate or anything, but I think she sometimes gets a bad rap for behaving the same way any politician behaves, you know?
Well, but
they're also desperate.
She's a little bit more murderous.
Yeah, she would murder someone. But I mean, so would Obama, I don't think, would murder someone.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think he's a murderer.
But a lot of people would murder someone.
Oh, of course, of course.
A lot would. And I think I think she gets unnecessarily, like, singled out sometimes.
No, I mean, well, I don't think
Bush W. would, but his dad would.
Dude, Bush W. is Ted Bundy. He's already killed tons of people.
So I don't think Hillary Clinton's a. I don't think her thing is that she's an ordinary politician and she looks bad because she's a woman. I just think that reading this statement, you see that she lost twice, and I remember the first time you remember reading it and being like, she got beat handily by Obama, who is a better candidate, and then having her come back around with a very similar statement. But, you know, when she was running against Trump, it was so much more entitled. And you just look at it and you go, it's just cringy. You know what I mean? It's like that meme that was going around, that Vine of her being like, I don't remember what it was.
No, it's 100% cringy.
Like, I'm lit in Omaha, whatever that was. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's that Vine video.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, Beyonce.
Oh, no, yeah, it was just like, oh, just chilling in Omaha,
but
right?
Every politician panders, you know?
Well, but we make fun of them when they do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing with, like,
they all have, like, the Ohio State sweater on. You're you didn't go to Ohio State.
But, like, when Jeb Bush was running, like, all he got made fun of constantly. And it tore him down, and he left, and he was no longer a candidate because of it,
you guys,
right?
Jeb Bush was too pure for this world.
Too pure. He's too pure. We don't deserve it.
I want to live in a world where Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney are my fathers.
I do.
I know, right?
My gay fathers.
I literally fell in love with Mitt Romney as a father figure when I watched Mitt, the documentary.
Oh, I know. I've actually heard that. I've heard it's really good.
Old Mittens Romney.
Yeah, dude.
And
Al Frankenstein.
Hearing Mitt Romney kind of criticize Trump now too is you look at him and you go, in the context of the current political climate, he is a centrist character that we don't need a centrist president right now, but we need somebody like him desperately to exist in the sphere, right?
I agree.
Like, we desperately need a Mitt Romney to be like, I don't agree with any of your progressive stuff, but, like, that guy's a crazy person, right?
Yeah.
But right now, it's just so fucking focused on the, like...
Because we're dumb as F, dude.
We are very dumb.
We are.
Don't you want a president who's boring as fuck, who just, like, reads the bills?
I mean,
but we vote for people who are cool.
Who are celebrities.
You guys, we have to admit that we're all Americans, and we did this to ourselves. Right. Everyone's, like, blaming the next guy, and you're like, no. Us.
Yeah, it's our culture that created
this podcast. Monster. Elected Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's a good. Saddam Hussein killed.
Ooh.
10 years ago.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Shit.
Scientific proof the world will end in 2012.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oops. I guess
from
we were wrong.
PatentNews.com. See, this is another really interesting thing I'm seeing here. There are a lot of websites, especially on the 10-year one, that don't exist anymore and are being used and sourced as legitimate sources of news here, which is fucking bizarre, right? Because we think about that now, like something like Breitbart. Like, Breitbart is a relatively new phenomenon, right? And they might not exist in a couple of years.
I've never heard of Breitbart until this election.
Oh yeah, of course. But that's what
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't really a thing, right? And so we're gonna have things like Breitbart is a really good example.
I was on swastika.com mostly, so that's why
you might have missed it then.
I wasn't.
I mean, looking at some of these things, it's like we have like BartCop.com. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Like Zolved.com, AdRant.com.
Damn.
I mean, Snopes has been around again. PhotoBucket, TinyPic. A lot of things from Flickr, which obviously doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
The civicplatform.com. Like, what are these fucking things, dude? And these are all sites that are on the top. They are the top posts of all time from 10 years ago on Reddit. And that's granted, insane. There aren't a ton of people contributing to this, but mm-hmm. it still is, it even at its core, it's telling that those sources are being used and are being elevated on Reddit. In any capacity.
Right.
Because ordinarily we would look at those and be like, that's clearly from some fucking schmuck in Omaha's blog spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh. All right. I have to get going.
I know. We're probably getting on Rogan time.
Lazy Sunday was released 10 years ago, and so was OK Go. Here it goes again.
Oh my God. Damn, dude,
it's
which are iconic. Two very, very cool videos.
Very iconic. I mean, it's fucking fat. This sub is fascinating.
Michael Richards' Racist Ran the Laugh Factory 10 years
ago. Yeah, literally 10 years ago or 11 years ago.
11 years.
That's wild.
It's just funny to think that
Nickelback's Chad Kroeger first asked us to look at his photograph.
Look at
my photograph.
Look at this graph.
I mean, it's just this.
Beautiful.
This is an extremely revealing, really good and interesting one. Sub. I think.
Oh man.
I mean, this is one of those subs. Like last week we talked about crazy ideas, and crazy ideas is just like fun and frivolous and whatever. This one is one of those that you kind of look at, and you don't really look at one post and be like, holy shit, that post. You kind of think about the collective idea. Yeah. It's the same thing with Subreddit Simulator, right? Like Subreddit Simulator, you look at it and you go, what an idea. What an interesting case study in humanity.
Totally.
Right?
You're basically, like you said, you're going back in time. You're reading basically the front page that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We need, there's so much going on and there's so much confusion. I think we all need to develop a decision-making process.
Right.
And that's how you can get to a conclusion. Like, I don't think we all just like go with the flow, but does that make sense to you? Like, I think we need like a 1, 2, 3 step count or something.
Well, in theory, that was Socratic. That was Socratic debate.
Oh, so what you're saying is that I'm Socrates?
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
I mean, that was the cave. But that is the idea of Socratic discussion. No, but I'm saying like,
if you propose to me a new idea, I have to be like, okay, does it check this, this, and this? And if it does or doesn't, then I'm in or out or whatever.
Yeah.
I think things are so confusing right now. We need to simplify the way we make decisions and react.
And you know what?
And I don't know what that is because I'm not Socrates.
I think it's literally we all need to be educated on logical fallacies because that's what derails good, polite, and constructive discourse.
Hey, is fallacy people, and phallus. What's maybe going on there?
We have to educate ourselves in phalluses.
How are those
fallacies? But seriously, like, I think that we get so distracted by things like, you know, straw man arguments and ad hominem shit. And like, I just was looking the other night at like all these people who are trolling each other. And it's like, honestly, if somebody's making a claim, it's on them to prove it.
Exactly.
And so you don't have to do anything. You don't have to check off anything. You ask questions until they are able to prove it.
I mean, that's the throwing shit thing, man. I mean, that's what's interesting about the concept of primates throwing shit as a defense mechanism is our form of shit is innocuous, anonymous. It's actually not innocuous, just anonymous commenting, etc. on the internet, right? And so the Socratic method. So if anybody doesn't know, just really quickly reading the Wikipedia. So Socratic debate is a form of cooperative argumentation. Or cooperative argumentative dialogue between individuals based on asking and answering questions to stimulate critical thinking and to draw ideas and underlying presumptions.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like we don't have room on the internet for Socratic method debate. And what the Socratic method does is it allows us to pull out those underlying assumptions and get them out of the way so that we can talk about the facts instead of just talking about the assumptions about the other party.
And when people make stupid claims like... No, I can't even think of an example. If you're literally having a conversation, someone makes a stupid
Obama,
claim.
Born in Kenya.
Yeah. The absolute best way, not to win an argument, but to like basically help the person you're arguing with come to the conclusion that they are making an assumption and they're not making like an absolute like proven claim is just to ask questions.
Right.
Like if they're like, I remember the good old days when, you know, mom and pop cake shops could say they wouldn't serve anybody. And it's like, and?
Right.
Well, now they're like making it so that, you know, you can't even follow your own religious beliefs. How so?
Right.
Just ask them to explain their stance and they'll slowly realize that they have no leg to stand on.
Exactly. And that goes with both sides. It's not like we're just picking on bigoted religious people.
It's anyone who claims anything.
You have to be able to go. And what will end up happening through it is you'll end up coming to a more central idea or central understanding of the issue. So, you know, the religious cake thing is an interesting one because you can be like, yes, okay,
facts
I get
don't
that,
matter anymore.
But there's, you know, then all of a sudden you start getting down to like the civil rights cases and like, okay, cool. So if you believe in civil rights, you believe in this, then this is a part of the civil rights argument.
Yeah.
And this is, becomes a, you know, okay, so you think that being gay is a behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
So are all these other behaviors, but those are also allowed. So then you're being subjective. You can break down arguments into their core root cause and their core foundational issue. And then I think we're all going to come to a better conclusion, but we just don't have room for
that. But then people just buy into their feeling and that's what they choose.
Right.
And that's why we're dumb is what I was saying. It's
true.
I can prove to you something and then you will choose otherwise. And that's the sad part. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going
to affect subjective reality? Right.
How are you going to affect a change in anything if you can prove a truth and then the person you're proving it to just chooses otherwise because they feel a way, which has no basis in reality, other than it's true to them. I don't know.
It's
funny.
So
I think advertisers and politicians have this worked out to a science where that's their angle.
Right.
And then you see a guy like Trump win. And it's because of that. Right.
You just people have to be
and then
vigilant.
You see the Mittens, Romney and the, Jebediah's not win, and you're like, why? It's because people buy into their feelings
so much.
So next time you feel, question what you're feeling
exactly,
and try to
don't let people manipulate your emotions. Like,
all I'm saying is stop feeling, guys.
Right. Yeah, just become a robo. Just become a sex robot.
Become a psychopath, sex robot.
I gotta get going.
Right. So let's hit a couple randoms.
Found a cool random.
Cool.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh,
we should do this.
We need to do this one. I think we've skirted around this, and we always address unpopular opinions, but we haven't explicitly talked about this.
Like, this person says chicken wings are garbage.
Get the fuck
out,
guy.
Get the fuck out.
I totally agree.
Defend yourself. I feel that they're good, so you're wrong.
The amount of meat you get per how much work you have to put in plus the dirtiness of your hands to me is not worth it.
You've just convinced me.
I'm walking away.
They're garbage.
Not worth it to me.
You literally convinced
me. And the meat on
You're right.
Yes.
I want chicken without the bone
me
the
too.
Fucking tendons.
I want a fucking tender.
Take it off the bone for me.
Give me that whatever's in a tender. I don't care. I'm not going to ask him questions.
Right?
So
put it on a stick. Mold it into what a chicken wing looks
like.
Do
you guys?
And put it on a stick.
So here's the counter argument. We'll talk about this all a little bit more in a whole episode sometime. But part of the experience. So fishing, people can be like, fishing fucking blows. You're out there waiting for 2 hours for one fucking bluegill that you don't even eat.
Yeah,
and you go, but it's the act of fishing that's the important part. And I think people could say the same thing about chicken wings. I think people could be like, it's not about just getting the meat. It's about like the act of taking it apart.
I like sitting in a bar and drinking beers. That's cool.
Like, you remember when your grandpa used to take you out and show you how to eat chicken wings. And
take you out to that boat where you couldn't
run away.
Yeah,
it's about those memories. Really?
Showed you.
And then the last random that I got, which I love, is lady boners.
Oh, I do love lady boners.
Lady boners is good.
Who's the top lady boner right now?
Top of all time.
Oh, we all know who it is. It's Blake Shelton.
Well, here's the thing. Top of all time should be Blake Shelton. It's Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which I could not agree with more.
Who's that?
Glee? Jeffrey Dean Morgan? No. He plays Negan on The Walking Dead.
Oh.
He also played Denny on Grey's Anatomy.
Is that the is he like a little bit Latino?
He's
Guy. Look at that
he's so handsome.
But he was in that movie, the comic book movie where he raped the girl.
Yes.
And it kind of ruined his sexiness for me.
Watchmen.
Yeah, Watchmen.
Oh, I love Watchmen.
It just increased his sexiness for me.
But he rapes the one chick.
Yeah, I know. But like, I love him.
That was a little too, I'm too sensitive to watch that. I was like, God, this is a, why is this in the movie?
I know.
I love Watchmen, man. I gotta be honest. All right, so I found one. It's a really fascinating one that I think we should also do. Coming from you, dog boobs. Ask men over 30.
Yes, yes.
Ask men over 30.
I want to do that one.
So I lost myself, my self-respect, integrity, character, etc. I went to get back to who I am and having the integrity and self-respect, basically becoming a man again. Anyone have experience? Do you guys still smoke weed? What do you do to resist the impulse to reach out to a romantic interest that's obviously a waste of your time? Oh, fascinating
this
sub.
This is really good.
Fascinating sub.
Save that because we should
this is a really good one.
Bookmark that.
I've got nothing to say about
shortcutting it.
Do you get it? Any randoms freed?
Oh, geez.
And then I have to make...
We gotta skedaddle.
I need to also make a correction from our last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
RPDR cringe? I don't...
RPDR.
I don't know what this is. I think it's... This sub is for cringe-inducing content about RuPaul's Dance Grace.
Oh. That's kind of interesting, actually. Yeah. I wonder if that might be transphobic, but that...
I think it's a trans cringe sub, which is super specific.
That's very specific.
That's very specific. That could get a little... It seems like it might be feeding the edgelords and kind of getting into the whole, like, I'm going to hell for this type thing.
Yeah.
For certain people, anything trans is going to be cringe. So probably like a trans kind of a hate.
Transphobic.
Or maybe there are some people, maybe it was made by trans people that are like, oh my God, these people are so cringeworthy.
That's an interesting.
Here's one. It's your dad's going to pop wood over. Vintage audio. It's
fucking half-mast already.
How flaccid is your chum one?
Everybody
chum
at this
not at all, dude.
Half chub.
Half mast.
Oh, dude. On that note, Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, y'all. Okay. Right. My correction really from last week, our wonderful fan who told us her pod was 9/11, Sidney Jr., his name actually is Cole. And he messaged me and said, my name is Cole. And my username is pronounced C. Downey Jr., like Robert Downey Jr. Someone said he looked like him in eighth grade, and it stuck around 3 years later, which makes me think, Cole, my friend, you were in high school, which I love.
And he's an attractive-looking...
And you're attractive.
Oh, he's a total stud, man. And this guy just mops the floor with dates.
He's like, I'll send a link or post to a link on your pod of a video of me chopping melons and stuff as soon as he gets a sword.
I can't wait for that. Expect that one to end up on our Facebook page. Yep.
I like this. Sure. I like Cole starting the trend of we send you a sword, you chop melons and stuff, and you send us
send us the video. Yeah. We'll put it on our Facebook and eventually our website. Great.
Just keep it
years.
To melons and stuff. Though.
Yeah. Someday, True Swords is gonna fucking let us actually start giving BOGO deals.
And I'm sorry to keep talking, but you mentioned True Swords, $5 shipping.
Whoa! I mean, that's pretty freaking good, dude.
I mean, have you guys seen
Santa Claus can't compete with that.
Yep.
No way, dude.
$5 shipping
with
the promo code.
I got at least $7 to get in that sleigh alone.
TSSHIP549.
I mean, what? Can you imagine the glory that is going to be at some point when they go, hey, just enter the promo code DYR15 to get 15% off your next Rebel Flag Home Decor.
I'm at half mass now. I love that shit.
You are Chumbawamba.
I'm Chumbawamba.
Full staff.
Half-mast.
That's going to be beautiful.
It's one of my favorite male phrases. Half-mast.
So good.
Oh, man. We've got a lot of good terms for boners.
Men are so cool and dumb.
I love it.
Oh, I'm just saying, when I was saying we're dumb earlier, you guys, it's not an insult.
No, it's cool. It's fucking hilarious.
It's so cool and
it's
dumb.
It's so cool that we're dumb. Yeah. It's like, it's
we're
awesome.
All dumb, guys. I love it.
I think that's a good way to end it. So,
light a dirt flame and smoke a stogie, dude.
Light a dirt whatever that means. Preemptively free ho for show.
Yes.
And Cole.
And Cole.
Ho for show and your mom. We love your mom. I know we always bring her up.
Do we bring up Hope Fisher's mom?
He just emailed me a few minutes ago saying, what is it with you guys and my mom?
Oh, she's just a cool lady, dude.
She's cool.
She cooks hella meatloaf.
Do we know anything about his mom?
No, but I was writing back about, because he was like, you should sell cod pieces at the mall. And I was like, oh yeah, it's like when they try to grab your mom's hand and put moisturizer on it. And he was like, why do you always bring up my mom? And maybe that's like, just me.
Oh, not your mom.
Not your
just
mom.
A mom.
You know, your mom. Like universal your.
She was born in the woods.
It's like, when they 48. It's like when they grab your mom specifically, Hope for Show, and they try to put lotion on her hand. Not that I would know, and not that I'm putting lotion on her hand.
I live in your
now,
hometown, and I was that guy who grabbed your mom. Sorry.
<That's> so strange.
Get over it.
I'm sorry, Hope for Show. Remember, this is what we do with fans. We embrace them wholeheartedly, and then we just bully them out of the podcast.
We just.
Yeah,
Hope for
Show,
so
you're getting a little too close to our pod, so we're trying to like push back a little bit.
No, we're testing you.
Yeah.
And if you pass this test and get through our hazing, then
then you're in for life.
Then you just get to be
$110 Japanese katana from True Sword.
Oh, can we burn them?
Exactly.
With Hope for Show?
With like a brand? I'm just trying to get him in the pod.
Wait, you guys. Okay.
You want us Hope to brand
I gotta
our
run,
fan?
But we should be engraving our swords with our fucking website.
Do we
or
have a
our
logo?
Name.
Oh,
we should just put did you read it? Question mark. Because then people will be like, what's that?
Right.
What is that written on your sword?
That's cool.
And then it's like, I don't know, Google it. And then boom.
And then people.
Self promotion.
And when they Google it,
then people
they
go to reddit.com.
There's no.
Because we have a very hard name to Google.
Maybe we just literally put didyoureddit.com.
Right. They get to our non website.
Anyway. Yeah.
They're
we're
going
to have to do
it. These guys.
Break.
I'm sending a pipe bomb at them. Okay.
That's an inappropriate reaction. Or a very appropriate reaction. Who knows? All right, so we're going to close this one out. This is a fascinating topic. Everybody should check this one out and think a lot about where you've come in the last 10
years. That was an emotional pod, guys.
It was. We got a little intellectually
engaged. I'm going to have to cool my jets, man.
All right. We just need to take a cottage cheese break.
Oh, Pretty Little Liar sub.
Okay, cool. We're going to close this one out. We're in Rogan time. We're getting close to it. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Doge Boobs.
That's not true.
And my duggies. Free day, third base.
Over third base and over here. If you want to hit us up, again, hi@didyoureddit.com. Feel free to like us and share it and comment and do all those fun things on all the respective podcasting platforms. We actually do really appreciate it. It really helps a lot and helps us grow this thing. And, you know, we're gumming for that MeUndies DYR cod piece or the trueswords.com BOGO 15 sale that we need your support to get those sponsorships. So
or our own branded ranch dressing.
Or our own branded ranch dressing.
One of the three and
Gargling Ranch.
Gargling
Ranch. You guys, we could do that. Like find a ranch recipe online and just like can it ourselves or something. Like put it in a jar
and
put like a sticker on it with our logo.
I can't. The things that we could give people.
Love a can of ranch.
That's going to be part of our
we're
ranch.
Homemade canned
a big
ranch.
Old can of ranch.
And that nobody would ever in their right mind eat.
No.
Expired several years ago.
We could put food coloring in to make it our green color. Or fever ass orange.
Fever ass orange.
Oh, love
all right.
It.
Anyway, we're closing this one out. Until next time, we'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet by way of front page of the internet. Bye.